Hello everybody, my name is Damien Zammit. Today I'm going to be presenting to you a practical solution for GNU Herd's lack of drivers, NetBSD's rump kernel framework. So first I'm going to go through some key terms, then I'm going to talk about the microkernel versus monolithic kernel models. Then we'll proceed with a bit of what is rump, and how does GNU Herd use rump? So these are all valid questions, and at the end I'm going to give you an interesting live demo. So we'll see how we go. So GNU Herd is the original free software operating system. It was started in the 1980s. It uses a microkernel model. It's copyleft licensed, and a lot of people say it's finished, but I don't agree with that. I think we still need some work to do. We still have some work to do. We need to finish the drivers and make it work with some more modern hardware. So I'd say it's not quite finished. That's just my opinion. So NetBSD, that's another operating system. It's the original internet operating system. It's based on Berkeley software distribution. It is permissively licensed and uses a monolithic kernel model. So it's completely different, and it runs on pretty much anything these days. So GNU Herd and NetBSD, they're both operating systems, but they're very different. Okay, so what is a monolithic kernel model? This is where we have a kernel, for example, the Linux kernel,